Amanda Malu is with us for a Kōrero today. Amanda leads Plunkett, an organisation that's enjoyed a tremendous reputation over the last century and more. And she, in fact, has whakapapa connections to some of the very earliest of our people involved with the Plunkett organisation. I had the good fortune of interviewing Amanda for E Tangata not so very long ago, but it's very nice to have her join us today. And it comes off the back of the kōrero we just had with Aisha Verrill, and we're talking about Plunkett welcoming the review report and the report into World Child Tamariki Order. And it's great to have Amanda Malu, heads the organisation, with us today from Plunkett. Amanda, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, kia ora.
It's good to catch up with you again, Amanda. Who would have thought, but there we are. Look, it's appropriate to review everything over time and seeing how we might be able to do better. When I spoke with you, you said that you know you had a personal drive to try and improve how the organisation cares for, responds to, and assists Māori and Pacifica kids and families. So this all marries up together for you, doesn't it?
It sure does. In some ways, I think Whanau Āwhina Plunkett has been working on itself sort of well ahead of the work of the review that was released yesterday. So we feel very, very vindicated that we're on the right direction in terms of the changes we're wanting to make to our organisation to be able to better deliver for Māori, for Pacifica whānau, for those families that are, you know, often underserved by our health system. So we feel like the stars are aligned in terms of the work we're doing on our organisation.
This Well Child Tamariki Order kaupapa, when was it last reviewed, Amanda?
Well, quite some time ago. It has been under some sort of review now for probably well over 10 years. And this report itself began in 2018, I think, and was completed in November last year. So we've been waiting for its release to get a really strong sense of the direction that the Ministry of Health wants to take the Well Child Tamariki Order service in. So it's great. It's great to have it finally out there and for the real work to begin, to be honest.
What stands out most within the report for you and what you sense as priorities, bearing in mind that you've already gone some way down the track of reviewing your own organisation, and Plunkett's a strong contributor to the kaupapa, but it's not exclusive to Plunkett, is it? What stands out most for you about this report, Amanda?
Look, I think the focus on developing a whānau-centred kind of model of care is absolutely terrific. In fact, it's almost back to how the service used to be in its very early days when it was a little service being developed by an old organisation called Plunkett. And you know, putting families and whānau at the centre of that service design is absolutely important. And that commitment to equity and, you know, being a more authentic partner with Māori and Pacific. I think those are terrific directions. We fully support them. You know, we're part of a system of provision. We are the only national provider, but we are part of a system of, you know, about 68 Well Child and Tamariki Order providers across the country. And we are very, very keen to be much more collaborative and supportive across that system to make sure that our families and whānau get the support and the care that they need. And from our perspective, if that means we step back, cake's pie. We're okay with that. You know, we're very committed to the longer term outcomes and not interested in trying to protect, you know, Plunkett's funding or Plunkett's patch. We're very much supporting a network of provision that will work for whānau.
Well, this is a modern day Plunkett, isn't it? Because interestingly, I was going to ask about that because a lot of people take offence or are very reserved when it comes to patch protection. They want to, exactly as you've touched on, Amanda, you know, ensure that their income streams aren't affected by change. But what we are witnessing, without doubt, are changing demographics and also, you know, technology, for instance, and how that's become so much a part of modern-day life. got to learn to roll with the punches, I guess. What do these changes in technology or demographics, what sort of challenges does that throw up for an organisation like yours in this tamariki order space?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, you're right. The demographics are changing, and organisations have to change with that. And I think it's absolutely incumbent on mainstream organisations like Whānau Āwhina Plunkett to do the work on ourselves, to make sure that our staff are able to understand the worldview of the people we're serving. And that doesn't mean we're becoming a kaupapa Māori provider, because we're not. We're a mainstream provider, and we absolutely support by Māori for Māori and, you know, Pacifica provision. I think that there is a huge demand out there and a place for that kind of provision. But we are also seeing more than half of all Māori babies born. So those families that choose our service are entitled to get a really good service from us. So doing that work on ourselves is important. And as far as technology goes, you are absolutely right. We saw that during lockdown and COVID last year, where organisations all over the world had to switch almost overnight to virtual service delivery. We did that. We've long had a telehealth service. We have a 24/7 helpline, Plunkett line, that is, you know, the phones are constantly ringing there. That's another way of people seeking help, advice and support. We do video conferencing support, particularly around supporting new mums with breastfeeding, and that's well oversubscribed. That's a free service, and people are very comfortable using that. So I think, you know, the landscape's changing. Organisations have to change with that. And I, for one, you know, as the CEO of this organisation, I'm always clear with our kaimahi and our people that we don't exist for existing's sake. You know, we exist to support whānau, and so we have to deliver in a way that works for them. And if they choose not to use our service, that's absolutely their right as well. So, you know, I think we are hopefully moving into a new funding and commissioning and service model that is much more collaborative and is genuinely putting families and whānau at the centre.